Hi, this is Dr. Mike Chupp, and you are listening to CMDA Matters, the weekly podcast of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. Well, about 2 weeks ago, I had the privilege of attending the Healthcare Missions Leadership Summit in Orlando, Florida. It's a strategic meeting of healthcare mission leaders planned and hosted in a longstanding partnership between CMDA and MedSend. While I was at the summit, I had the chance to sit down with Dr. Isam, or Sam, Rod, who's an infectious disease expert and one of our main plenary speakers who addressed the theme of building international partnerships. And his focus was the Middle East. Dr. Rod is also one of the founders and serves as the president of HOME, which stands for the Health Outreach to the Middle East. It's a Christian interdenominational organization that exists to offer physical as well as spiritual healing to people in need in the Middle East. God has been using Dr. Sam Rod and HOME in some incredible ways to reach nations and people groups that have traditionally been isolated from the gospel, but medicine and healthcare in Christ's name has been breaking through barriers in the Middle East. So I'd like to invite you to listen in to our recent conversation at the Orlando headquarters of the Pioneers Mission Organization. Well, I want to welcome you today to CMDA Matters, and we are out in the field, actually in Orlando, Florida, in the middle of the annual MedSend CMDA Healthcare Missions Leadership Summit. And this year, the theme of the summit, the first one we've had in 3 years because of COVID, is international partnerships. And my guest today, I talked to him about 3 years ago because I'd heard that he is the hub of a wheel touching the Middle East for medical missions. And yet, because of COVID, we've waited. And finally, today, we just finished a plenary session. I got to hear from Dr. Sam Rod and the breadth and the depth of the ministry that his ministry, Health Outreach to the Middle East, has been accomplishing by God's guidance and power. But first, his bio. Dr. Rod is one of the leading experts and physician inventors in the field of healthcare-related infections and infections in cancer worldwide. He is the distinguished chairman and an endowed distinguished professor of medicine. He's chaired the University of Texas MD Anderson's Department of Infectious Diseases for 21 years. He's published more than 500 scientific articles in high-impact peer-reviewed journals. He's written more than 40 book chapters and has more than 120 issued patents. In 1989, Dr. Rod and several Christ-centered physicians met during a conference in Washington, D.C. and founded the Ministry of HOME, as I said, the Health Outreach to the Middle East. It's a Christian organization that exists to offer physical and spiritual healing to people in need in the Middle East. HOME now has grown to support more than 20 clinics, mobile medical units, and hospitals in 14 Arab countries. They're in the process of establishing a teaching and medical mission training hospital in Cairo, Egypt. And you just told us a little bit more update on that, Dr. Rod. So thank you for taking the time after pouring yourself out to the group here this afternoon to join us on CMDA Matters.
Thank you so much.
So Dr. Rod, why don't we touch on this hospital in Egypt that you just told us about, in which your vision is to send out medical missionaries, from what I heard, is the Antioch of Arabs. Tell our listeners about the Antioch of Arabs.
Yeah, our vision has been from the very beginning. First, I want to thank you for this opportunity and say hello to all my colleagues and brothers and sisters in the CMDA. I have vision that we had for a long time as basically Middle Eastern or people from Middle Eastern background, united with many of the people, our colleagues here in the U.S., is to have and establish a mission hospital that will be a sending place where it's Arabs to Arabs, where we're building and training healthcare workers in the Middle East to go to the Middle East. And because we're from Arabic background, and this is the place where the Lord Jesus Christ came to. After all, in the flesh, he was a Middle Eastern person. He looked like us. And the Middle East is one of the hardest places, but still, the Lord is opening tremendous doors for us, particularly in healthcare missions. So this is an opportunity. So this vision came to us 7 years ago. We work intensely on it, and now we're seeing our dreams, actually our prayers, being fulfilled. We'll be starting this hospital. It will be a general hospital. But the purpose of this hospital is to provide excellence and quality medicine associated with compassionate care, but also with training and building program, where we train physicians, nurses, physician assistants and healthcare workers, so that they will be sent out to serve the Lord.
It's an incredible vision. So I just want our listeners to know also that Dr. Rod, I have been told just today, is pastor of one of the largest Arab churches in North America. Tell us a little bit about the church that you're pastoring.
It started as a Bible study in our house, and I was a young physician. And then we, you know, everybody said, why don't we, the Lord would lead us to start a church. We started with a small group, and then it opened up to Bible-believing Arabs. Most of us are from Christian background. Remember, there is a segment from various denominations. We united in heart, and then it started growing rapidly over the last few years. And we have good attendance, and especially among the young people. Many of them are professionals, and many of them are in the health field, including the second generation. And we have one service in English and one service in Arabic for the older folks, and they prefer that. But it's a Christ-centered, and it has been the base that supported our mission project. I mean, they're really very strong on missions, particularly medical mission.
You know, it's incredible that you have that base for what you're doing. And I don't know how you fit it all in. I mean, head of infectious disease at one of the most famous cancer hospitals in the world there in Houston, and then pastor, and then all of the outreach in various countries in the Middle East. The breadth of that, just I heard an hour ago, is mind-boggling. So how many years has Home been in existence?
33. We started in 89.
Okay. 33. And your staff is it's a little bit of a shoestring staff,
yes,
I heard also.
That's true.
Tell us about your staff.
We're a small number of staff. We have basically 1.5 FTE full-time. And we're small. We're actually recruiting. Again, if people are interested, we need a manager of both mobilization and also partnership and development. But we can have two positions, one for each. And they don't have to be Middle Eastern, by the way, but they need somebody who has the passion of the Lord. One thing, Mike, you mentioned is how you can do it. Certain points, it was really so tense. Mm-hmm. And I learned to delegate. And the people, both at church and with Home, were very understanding that I have to delegate a lot of and get associates to work with me. But the second thing, I think the three P's that guided my... Number one, passion, a spirit... directed passion, mm-hmm, for the ministry. I mean, my heart beats.
It's obvious.
Very strong. The second one, which is very important, priority. We're called to do more than just physical medicine and be successful in our career. Priority is the higher calling. The third one is prayer, and spending some good quality time in prayer. There is time for us to eat every day, but there is even better time for us to spend time with the Lord every day. And this has been a tremendous secret that kept me going.
Well, without necessarily divulging any identities, can you share with us some of the ministries across the Middle East that might surprise some of our listeners, what God is doing through Home and the partners that you work with?
We work across the Middle East. Some places, they're already established work. So we adopted it, we expanded it, we built on it, or we built something. Like Lebanon, there has been work before. Actually, unfortunately, because of the civil war and unrest in Lebanon, the Christian Medical Center was shut down early in the civil war. So there was nothing. So we built now an ambulatory center, and we have a mobile medical unit. Egypt has become an important place as an Antioch for us, because there is the largest concentration of Bible-believing, Christ-centered healthcare workers. And we have a mobile medical unit now in Upper Egypt, in Cairo and the underserved area, but also now building the hospital with a big ambulatory center and the inpatient service. But we're tying in with so many other mission hospitals in partnership in Egypt. But there are some places are new ground where we started ministry, for example, in Iraq, in Baghdad, after the second Gulf War. And since 2005, it has been growing by leaps and bounds. We're both a clinic and a mobile medical unit in Kurdistan, even after ISIS came in, and many of the Christians, young healthcare workers moved to Kurdistan. This was a great place also to reach a ministry to refugees with tremendous response. Syria, some people feel like it's under the Iron Curtain, but there are some very good brothers and sisters who love the Lord who are healthcare workers, physicians, nurses, and healthcare workers. So we have a clinic in the suburb of Damascus. And we go across the board, Jordan, the West Bank. In places where there is established ministry like the UAE, we support them, we stand by them, like the Canada Hospital. In other places where there's no ministry, we work with the underground believers, the MBBs, like Yemen. Now we're starting some good work in Kuwait. But then across the board, Sudan, South Sudan, our ministries, we're supporting whatever work is happening with healthcare workers. And our heart is in North Africa. Mm-hmm. This was, I want to remind everybody, this land was ultimately the land of the early church. Mm-hmm. And our forefathers suffered and died and gave their lives so that the good word of the Lord would be spread. And we're finding tremendous responses among the underground believers in Algiers and Tunisia. And now we have a great ministry in Mauritania. I want my brothers and sisters in MDA to pray for somebody, Dr. Amanda Beatty, a young surgeon, a woman after God's own heart. I feel like she's one of my family, like my daughter. She goes there, they give her a hospital that everybody left, and the Lord helps her to transform this hospital to be one of the best Christian hospitals and the first Christian hospital in Mauritania, which is attracting so many people up in the north.
West
North Africa, Mauritania. Now they gave her another hospital nearby, and that hospital became also the crown jewel. So two hospitals, they both run by home under Amanda Beatty. So the Lord is opening tremendous gates. Where sin abounds and darkness abounds, the grace of God even abounds even more. So I'm gonna call everybody listening to us to be encouraged. There are tremendous open doors, and we can do a lot of good work together.
Let's go back just a little bit. I want to hear about how God got a hold of Samrod's heart, and when did you have a transformation and your conversion in your life? And tell our listeners where you started life, and you were in a civil conflict. I heard you share in your testimony.
Yes, I was a pre-med student, freshman student. I was totally confused. Although I come from Christian background, both Catholic and Presbyterian, my parents were not believers, but they were open to. But I was in the 70s, 1 year before the Civil War. I was completely confused. I was searching for something. And there was a strong leftist movement on campus at the American University of Beirut. I became a leftist, and then I was studying Marxism and all that kind of thing. And then a young engineering student comes and shares with me about Christ. And he says, well, you're studying so many ideologies. Why don't you read the Bible? Why don't you read about the great revolutionary Jesus Christ? I said, well, I'm a Christian. I know all that. I don't want religion. And he said, no, it's not religion. It's a relationship. It's something that would transform your heart. So I tried to dismiss that, and then I was in a demonstration, actually, and we're all calling freedom, freedom. We are your freedom, freedom. And then, like a voice asked me inside, what is freedom? Are you free? And we were talking about freedom from corruption in the government. I mean, it's something universal, but in Lebanon was so much corruption. And like a voice asked me inside, are you free from corruption? And I made it a point to live a life of freedom from corruption. For 6 months, I struggled. I was in Romans 7. I was like the struggle of the what Paul calls that I want to live that life, mm-hmm. but I'm doing it by my own power. I struggled. I wasn't able. When I'm pressed, I would lie. I would, try to fake things. I realized that I'm corrupt and there is something wrong inside. I need a heart transplant, a spiritual heart transplant. At the end of this, I started reading the Bible. I came to John chapter 8 because he asked me, my friend, to read. Start with John, the Gospel of John. If the Son sets you free, then you are free indeed. Uh-huh. And you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And I asked, what is the truth? And then in John chapter 14, I am the way
and the truth and the life. Yeah.
And then I realize it's a person. I have to accept that person, and he will conduct the great physician, a spiritual heart transplant. And I can never forget every young teenager it was April 14, 1974, when I made that commitment, I found a tremendous change in my life. And that set me in motion. During the Civil War, a year later the Civil War started, later on I was a medical student, and I realized the power of reaching out people from other background at the bedside. And that kind of trait, gift, or talent that the Lord has given me. At the bedside, I can communicate the truth about my Savior, the great physician, much better than doing it on a pulpit of a church.
And now fast forwarding, your hospital that you told us about in Cairo, just dedicated by Prime Minister.
By the minister.
The minister.
Great minister in immigration. She's very open to the gospel. The Lord gave us tremendous grace in her eyes. She wanted us to meet the president, actually, and she was very impressed. And she came and cut the red ribbon and we signed with the government of Cairo that we will mobilize Egyptian and Arab physicians to go there. And this is exactly what we're doing.
And the name of the hospital, Sam?
Healing Hospital.
Home Healing Hospital. And you will be, I think, part of the curriculum is the International Saline Solution, I think. Heard you say that that's going to be part of the training to prepare those residents, doctors in training,
exactly.
and then to send them out, is what
exactly.
I heard you say.
Exactly. It's a must that they have to, like they take CPR, they have to take saline training and bedside, sharing the cure in a very culture-sensitive way. We do it. We pave the way, but we want to communicate with them the reason why we were cured, why we were spiritually cured. We want to share with them the saving cure.
You described for us today something that I have noticed, that maybe there aren't as many as we want harvest workers signing up to be serving cross-culturally, whether domestically here in the U.S. or overseas. But I have seen a movement among those who have come from abroad, maybe their parents or grandparents, and are now here in the States, and feel a longing, a calling to go back. And you described, you said not reverse calling, but you used something like that.
It's an awakening that we've seen over the last 2 decades. It's not easy because many people coming from the Middle East, they want to forget about, because they belong to a persecuted minority, mm-hmm. the Christian minority. Not only they come from Christian background, but if it's your Bible believing, you're going to be persecuted in that part of the world. And even you're successful in med school, they'll lower your grade once they know that you come from Christian background. It's hard. I mean, some of the places that the people have been going through. So many of us came here and they said, this is the promised land and we're ready to forget about everything there. And they were coming and tell them, no, don't be like Jonah. You have to go back, and you have to go back in the name of Jesus. And you have an obligation because you know the other language. So like my son now finished a residency program, and he knows that we brought him up. We were called to this place so that the Lord would call us back to be trained, so that the Lord would call us back to serve there, because there is a great harvest. there is a great harvest there.
Well, Reverend Charles Price from Toronto is here. He's our Bible teacher. And what you shared during your plenary talk just dovetailed so perfectly, Dr. Rod, with what he was sharing, that in many places in the world, the places where the church, I think he talked about Iraq, where the church is growing so fast, it's not the purpose-driven church, it's the persecution-driven church. And so many of these areas where home, where you are doing ministry partnering, are these areas that are growing rapidly, the church under persecution growing.
This is very true, because there is a hunger, there is an emptiness in every heart, like Pascal said, the great scientist. There is an emptiness in every heart that has the shape of God, that no one can fill it except the Son of God. And that kind of emptiness, we're seeing it particularly in the Middle East. Young people who are exposed, and they realize the religion doesn't satisfy them. Socialism doesn't satisfy them. Liberalism doesn't satisfy them. There is a hunger in their heart for a better life, and only Jesus Christ can provide them. We're finding tremendous openness at this point. And they see the kind of the darkness of the war that is done in the name of religion, and all that kind of the phenomena of ISIS and all that kind of thing. People are not satisfied, even though they come from a certain faith and from other background, and they're searching. And what a way that healthcare workers who are well educated, and they would share with them, especially at the end of their broken dreams when they're sick or they need help. And like, think of COVID now. It's on everybody's mind.
Yes.
Everybody's asking us about COVID, because it's now everybody person is a risk. It's a risk to everyone. But also it's a tremendous platform of tell them for the reason for the peace that we have in the midst of COVID or war or whatever it is.
Well, I appreciate the history lesson that you gave today as well, the history of medical missions in the Middle East. I believe Dr. Van Dyke, did I get that correctly, in the 1800s, who lived throughout most of that century, 75 years he was there and made such a huge difference. And that later on, then you move to the 21st century and some of the martyrs and how they have inspired you and others who have served with home. Just talk about how those American martyrs have motivated, inspired some of you with Arab background.
Tremendous, tremendous. They are, the blood of the martyrs has motivated so many people among us, whether Arab Americans, whether Americans born here and raised. Their passion, their love for the Lord, and their testimony is, and their labor of love. And even some of the people who spent all their life, Eileen Coleman in Al-Mafraq, when I spoke about Cornelius Van Dyke, can you imagine this kind of he was a surgeon, he was a very good pathologist, but he was the person who learned the Arabic language, became a scholar, and translated in the Bible into Arabic. And it's the version that I continue to read because I want to improve my Arabic. Can you imagine? He's from upstate New York. His brother was a senator of New York. Went there in 1840. But these are the kind of people, and he's the founder, first dean of the American University of Beirut now. So these are the great people who paved the way for us. And now it's easier. And now you can join mission. There's some places we can go to. There's still open door in Egypt, and there is in Jordan. There is a open door in Lebanon where people can go in for short-term mission trips. They can help with the telemedicine, which we'd like to talk about.
Yes. Well, I don't know if you remember, but I shared with you, I went to Dr. Peter Saunders, my good friend, who's the CEO of ICMDA, whom you know quite well. I didn't know you, but I went to Dr. Saunders and I said, we want to put on this leadership conference. We want to talk about international partnerships. And where the various regions of the world, clearly the 1040 window in the Middle East. Dr. Saunders, who has the most insight into ministry and partnership? And he said, oh, that's easy. Dr. Sam Rod, and he's in Houston. I was amazed and pleased that we would have a fellow American who has that background who can give us such insight. And today I realize you're working with so many different organizations. And I think what I heard you say is once you find a work that is thriving and doing something good, you come alongside.
Yes, if there is a successful work, We adopt it. We pray for them. We share our expertise. I mean, like MAFRAC, it's basically respiratory disease, but mainly TB. So I love to kind of connect with them, and I want to make available for them all the resources of telemedicine. We have so many infectious diseases, but some other places they need the help with the various expertise. And the more we can help them, the more we're helping the cause of the great physician, the healer, to the wounds of all nations, including the Middle East.
Well, you mentioned telemedicine. I wanted to say teleradiology. Maybe that's also in the future, but talk to us a little bit about your telemedicine project and how our listeners, without too much difficulty, could help home teach and provide consultations in various places. Probably Egypt would be a good place. Tell us about that program.
Yes, we're calling on people who are American trained. They trained in a residency program, and it could be any specialty, including family medicine, internal medicine, surgery, whatever. And we want them to commit with us to do medical missions through our healthcare missions through telemedicine. And that would entail helping us with one case every other month or maybe every month. And we promise that it will not take more than 1 hour. We will get the case in writing from one of the people, because in every country we have physicians we're working with, and it's a problematic case. And so it's a second opinion. And they, if they have a second opinion in somebody with a pulmonary or a cardiologic problem or neurologic or whatever, they would like to consult with somebody, oncology and so forth. So we would have a list, and we will contact you if you volunteer with us. You will give us 1 hour every month, or maybe every other month, if it's up to you. And we will connect you. We'll send a summary of that case, and then we'll link you physician to physician. So it's a second opinion, but we would like to encourage you to enlist with us. It won't take much time. Usually we do it very early in the morning or possibly in the weekend, but because of the different time difference, there are 8 hours, 7 to 8 hours, so we can do it in the morning.
So Sam, when a physician participates, they're one-on-one with a national physician, or they actually see a patient? How does that work?
Mostly it's going to be one-on-one with a national physician who is working with home, and they're either a brother or a sister. They love the Lord, and they're seeking help. Most of our physicians are general medicine or a internist or family medicine there. But even subspecialists, they might want to get the second opinion of somebody trained in the United States at one point. And your expert help would help them, but your also moral support. I mean, this is an opportunity at the end. We want you to get to know them through video medicine and pray with them, encourage them, and help them with that case.
And that makes me think the relationships involved are probably what are going to motivate our CMDA members with those on the ground in the Middle East. So is it possible to continue to have consultation with the same home physician?
Yes. Yes, and then they can continue to do that, and that would build a relationship, mm-hmm. would build a brother-to-brother, sister-to-sister relationship. You would pray for that person, and we would have a triage group. I have people who are doing like a fellowship or residency here who are Arabic-speaking. They will select the case to connect. We have a coordinator who would sort of connect you. But that will bring a tremendous relationship. You'll be a tremendous encouragement to that person. And you'll be doing missions away from the mission field, but still tremendous help in raising the quality of care, mm-hmm. but mostly helping spiritually. You're encouraging your brother or a sister who's in the field.
So someone who's interested, who's listening today, where would you direct them? Where can they find more information and sign up?
Yeah, we would like to, please, if they can report to you or to Doug with Healthcare Missions, Center for Healthcare Missions.
For CAM.
CAM. Their name, and if they're willing to, and their specialty, and the email or a way we can get in touch with them or number. And we will call on them, and we'll tell them that to register. We want to start the program, Lord's willing, by quarter one, 2023.
Okay. Okay.
And
so we've got a little bit of a runway to work with here. So listeners, we'll give you some information after this interview on how you can look into and explore potentially helping Dr. Rod and some of the home health outreach to the Middle East physicians in various countries. It will be in different countries, in Egypt?
Yeah, Egypt included, but different countries. That would include Lebanon, that would include Iraq, that would include Syria. So you'll meet people on video medicine that you think they never existed, but you'll be tremendous encouragement to them, and you'll help a lot of people.
So two other things. Where can people, your website, what is your URL for your website?
Homeforhim.org.
Home, HOMEFORHIM.org. Any other opportunities that would be out there for physicians or other healthcare professionals who are listening?
Yeah, if you'd like to join us in our mission trips, we have a schedule now we can have for other places to Lebanon, and it could be followed by Egypt. And it's going to happen the first weekend. We have our summit, which is the first weekend of July 2023. So it would be the 1st and the 2nd of July. The days before and few days after, we're going to do mobile medical mission in Lebanon. And you can tour Lebanon and be with us mobile medical mission over the weekend, which is July 1, July 2nd. We'll be in Mount Lebanon in a beautiful place where you'll see all your partners from the Middle East. They will come, all the physicians and the leaders, the medical, the healthcare leaders from the Middle East will meet there on the mountaintop, and we will have a tremendous time. We call it the home summit of the Middle East. But you joining us, please let us know, because we would like to reserve a place for you, and we'll spend a good time together.
Dr. Esam, or better known as Sam Rod, thank you for joining me today on CMDA Matters here in beautiful Sunshine State, Orlando, Florida.
Thank you so much, Mike.
I can't tell you how delighted I was to be sitting there with Dr. Sam Rod, head of infectious disease at MD Anderson, who has found time and a way to use his position and his influence to leverage his profession to reach out in the Middle East for the gospel. What an amazing network that God has established through the Home Outreach Ministry, with more than 20 clinics in 14 Arab countries, providing medical care and education to the poor and suffering in the Middle East. It's wonderful to see how this ministry is breaking through the political, religious, and cultural barriers that exist in that area. And as a result, it's making a way for a more fruitful and efficient ministry for God's kingdom. If you'd like more information about Home, you can visit their website, homeforhim, HOMEFORHIM.org. Well, speaking of global healthcare missions, if you have a heart for missions and you want to learn how to live missionally in your own life in the U.S. or around the globe, then I encourage you to register now for the Global Missions Health Conference, otherwise known around here as GMHC. This year's event is scheduled for November 10th through the 12th at Southeast Christian Church in Louisville, Kentucky. And when you get there, would you be sure to look for the CMDA neighborhood in the exhibit hall? We'd love to introduce you to a variety of ways that you can use your skills, your gifts, to serve others. Visit cmda.org/events if you'd like more information and to register for that conference. You heard Dr. Rod share that Home has been working to establish a teaching and medical training hospital in Cairo, Egypt. Education, well, it's clearly a key component of healthcare missions. And that's why one of CMDA's mission outreach programs is Medical Education International, or MEI. If you haven't heard about MEI before, it's a short-term missions program that provides academic teaching and clinical training upon request from either governments or health professional training institutions, as well as hospitals, while building relationships with our local colleagues and modeling the compassion, care, and love of Jesus Christ. MEI teams serve primarily in low and middle income countries, and most teams consist of somewhere between 2 and 10 fully trained healthcare professionals.
Some teams include medical students, residents, and fellows. If you'd like more information and to get involved, please go to cmda.org/MEI today. My conversation with Dr. Sam reminded me about the importance of commitment and a willingness to follow God's call into cross-cultural missions, especially when we get to the latter half of our careers in healthcare as Christ followers. That's what our Capstone Initiative is all about. Capstone is a new program of CMDA's Center for Advancing Healthcare Missions, and it's focused on helping our members, like you, pause, step back, and consider how you would like to live, practice, and do ministry in the latter part of your career. A number of healthcare professionals in their 50s and 60s find themselves with bandwidth that they lacked in prior years to get involved. Maybe that sounds like you today. Perhaps your kids are grown, your debts are paid down, and your clinical practice has some flexibility, but you still have tread on your tires. Perhaps you wonder how God might use you in a different way from your previous work in clinic or hospital. Amazing opportunities exist, I want you to know. Just like we discussed today with Home and MEI, for you to utilize your skills for kingdom purposes. Even if you've never been on a mission trip before, your clinical and life experience could truly be an incredible asset to communities and facilities that are in desperate need of healthcare professionals just like you. Might you be willing to give a few years to help get a residency established or strengthened in Africa or Asia or South America? Could you do serial short-term trips to the same facility a few times each year to provide education to staff and respite for the long-term missionaries who are there? Could you lead a global health outreach team? Would you give 25% of your time to a Christian-free clinic or crisis pregnancy center here in the U.S.? Maybe you could consider shifting your goals and timeline to heed Jesus' call to help the poor, the outcast, the marginalized, and the lost. It's important to remember that a call from God, it just doesn't look the same for all of us. But what will look the same is our willingness to open our hearts and ask our Heavenly Father this one question: what would you have me to do, Lord? It's a willingness to commit yourself fully to God's kingdom work, perhaps in a different way than you did earlier in your career. If you're ready to consider taking the next step, just visit cmda.org/capstone to indicate your interest. Doing so is not a promise, it's not a commitment, but it will help us connect you with resources to further explore how God might be leading you in this area right now. Oh, and one last thing. If you'd like more information about the telemedicine and second opinion initiative that Dr. Rod discussed at the end of our conversation, just contact CMDA's Center for Advancing Healthcare Missions at cahmcam@cmda.org. They can get you connected with Home and help you get involved with this brand new and exciting program. I want to thank you for faithfully listening to CMDA Matters each week. Every month, about 10,000 listens happen, and it encourages me. I want to encourage you to join us next week for an interview with two dentists who recently went on a mission trip to the Ukraine to provide care to war refugees. I'll also be joined by Dr. Peter Saunders from the International Christian Medical and Dental Associations, and he'll give us an update on their Ukraine war relief efforts. As always, I really enjoy it when listeners give us a suggestion for a future guest. You can email us with your suggestion using cmdamatters@cmda.org. And if you like our podcast, be sure to give us that 5-star rating and share us on your favorite social media platform. I'd like to close with this statement from Dr. Rod that really hit me. He said, "Where sin abounds and darkness abounds, the grace of God abounds even more." There are tremendous open doors, he said, and we can do a lot of good work together. By building international partnerships across cultures, we are able to do so much more together through God's power and grace in the body of Christ as we seek to bring the hope and healing of Christ to our world. That's what matters to CMDA and CMDA Matters. I'm looking forward to seeing you next week. God bless.
This podcast has been a production of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on this podcast are not necessarily endorsed by the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. CMDA is a nonpartisan organization that does not endorse political parties or candidates for public office. The views expressed on this podcast reflect judgments regarding principles and values held by CMDA and its members, and are not intended to imply endorsement of any political party or candidate.